It's now 8 minutes past seven. Time for the papers with Lisa Pereira.
The record high levels of domestic abuse are front page stories for several newspapers this morning. The Irish Times details some of the disclosures received by Women's Aid last year. They include assaults with weapons, constant surveillance, relentless put-downs and humiliations, and the taking and sharing of intimate images online. The Irish Independent highlights another finding of the report, that there's a knowledge gap amongst new Garda recruits about how to respond to domestic abuse. Two stories of homelessness catch the eye this morning. One is in the Irish Examiner, where we read that an 88-year-old woman in West Cork faces homelessness within a month if suitable social housing is not found for her. The case of Jennifer Marley, a UK national who moved to Ireland in the 1950s, was brought up in the Dáil yesterday by Independent Ireland TD Michael Collins. She's been given notice to quit her rent at home and has applied for social housing, but with no suitable accommodation offered so far, she fears being forced into emergency housing or a nursing home. Taoiseach Micheál Martin asked for her details for further engagement and said it should be possible to accommodate her in a council house. The other story of homelessness is on the front page of the Irish Times. Social affairs correspondent Kitty Holland visited a homeless encampment under Dublin's M50 motorway. Up to a dozen people are living there, she writes, some of them for years. They've laid gravel paths and lengths of carpet between makeshift shelters, chairs and locked food storage containers. Other areas are strewn with rubbish, needles and human excrement. All said they'd like something better, but seem hopeless about any improvement. The photographs accompanying the piece are by Dan Dennison. The Irish Sun features a big picture of Katie Hannan on its front page. Katie's in the Joe hot seat, says the headline, beside a smaller photo of Joe Duffy. At first, the article seems definitive, but on further reading, we learn that Katie Hannan is the odds-on favourite to take over as presenter of Liveline, following the news that her Monday night current affairs TV programme Up Front has been cancelled. An unnamed source told the paper she's the obvious successor. The Irish Daily Mail has what it calls a showbiz exclusive on its front page. Secrets of the Bezos wedding, says the headline, below a photo of Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez. The secrets seem to involve a surprise pajama party and a gala dinner for 200 millionaires and billionaires on a tiny island off Venice. Ivanka Trump and her husband Jared Kushner are pictured. A hapless tour guide is also pictured, holding a clipboard, sadly pixelated in the newspaper, with the names of guests and staff whom she was at the airport to greet. The list suggests the bride suffered a last-minute blow. As the paper tells us, her first-choice nail artist is marked as a no-show.